Gemara. Yud Gimel Amabes. So we have the Gemara. Let's remember the Mishnah from yesterday. The Mishnah said, if somebody's makabel two nazirios, it depends on the order in which he accepts them to determine whether he has to stop the naziris when the latter one is supposed to kick in. In other words, a man says, I'm a nazir, and I'm a nazir when I have a son. And then he has a son a little while later. So since he said first, I'm a nazir, so that he first finishes his naziris, and then he starts his son's, naziris. The naziris that he was makabel for his son. But the seifa of the Mishnah said, if a person says, I'm a nazir when I have a son, and I'm a nazir, so the first naziris that he accepts is the one for his son, so then first he starts counting for himself, but once the naziris for his son comes along, he has to stop, because that was the first Kabbalah, so he does his son's in the middle, and then he goes back and is mashlim his own naziris. Okay, so by Rava. So now Rava asks a related question. Amar hareini nazir la'achar esrim yom, Umeyachshav me'ayom, mahu. Person says, I'm a nazir after 20 days. Meaning in 20 days from now, I'm going to start a 30-day naziris. And I'm a nazir from today for 100 days. So I'm a nazir in 20 days, I'm a nazir today for 100 days. Let's think about it. So if he's a nazir for 100 days, it's obviously not going to be able to be completed straight because he just said, I'm a nazir in 20 days. He said that first. I'm a nazir in 20 days and I'm a nazir 100 days. So mahu. So what's the din in this case? Kivon dehalin meya be'esrin lo shalmin lo chaylin. Since the 100, if you start now, wouldn't be able to be finished because you'll have to stop in 20 days. Therefore, it's not chal in the first place. And right now, you're not an uzer at all, and you can drink wine and be mitabe lameis and cut your hair. Do you say it's not chal at all? O dilma, or do we say no? Kivon deisle gidol seyer lebasof chaylin. Since even if you start now, you can have 20 days. Then you're going to have your 30 day naziris. Then how many are you going to do? You're going to do another 80. So but since at the end of your personal naziris, you're still going to have enough of gidul seyar, you're going to have a 30-day growth then anyway, so that it's broken up between 20 and 80. It's good enough, and therefore you can start now, you're 20, then have a break for 30, and then have the other 80. No problem. So do we say it's chal now or not? Ask Tosas, what's the difference between our case and the Mishnah? Why didn't we prove it from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it's broken up. Which says it's broken up. As Tosfos on the 6th wide line in Tosfos, the end of the line, v'im tomer amaylo pashimim asisin. What's the difference between our Mishnah's case and our case? In the Mishnah, he says, I'm a nazir today, I'm a nazir from when I have a son. So there we say, it's definitely chal now. Unlike our case, where we say, we're not sure. Diktani meniach ha-shalom, what is shalom? In our case, you start counting yours, and then you count your son's, v'shom bashla mishalom, then you finish yours. Malochai shai gavra. Right, so what's the difference? As Tosfos is a big difference. Can you already forecast that it's impossible for you to have it straight? In our Mishnah, you don't know when you're going to have a son. It could be that the naziris you start now will be completed, no problem. It could be that you're going to go straight, you don't know. You had a son, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, but you didn't know that to begin with. In the case of the Gemara, you know it from day one. If you know it from day one that you're not going to be able to complete it, that's the Havamina. Maybe you can't look at the start in the Zerus where you know it's going to be uncompletable, straight, consecutively. Shiny Masnisa says Tosas, Kishehischa Limnos de Zeruso, Savar Haila Tashlumin. He thought he would complete it. Shalom Yadashiva, little Ben Batoki made Israel. He didn't know he would have a son during the Zerus. I guess he had to assume that he knew his wife was pregnant. V'gam efshar liyo shepamim yashlem nidro kolim shivah lo ben hilgal kamer v'nadar. So that's why our mission is no riot to this case, because our mission is a case where you don't know for sure that is going to have to be stopped. But in here, it's going to be stopped. What exactly is the suffik? So it's a very important line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, now back on the second wide line of Tosfos, last word on the second wide line, demistama ein das ze ha'ish lahafzik nazirus. Says Tosfos, it's all about the das of the person. That's the question. The Gemara's question is, do we assume that because he won't be able to go straight, therefore the person didn't want to accept it? It's all about the das of Adam. Or do we say, no, a person can even accept it even if it's not straight? That's Tosfos' sheet about the question of the Gemara. It's about the das of Adam. Do we say that even though, since it's going to be broken up in the middle, therefore he didn't really want to accept the 100 Nazirus? Or do we say that no, maybe he did, even though it's going to be broken up? Says the Karen Ora, according to Shita Mekubetzes here, and then explaining it, he says, I don't know why Tosfos had to say that. Forget the das of a person. This has to do with formal halachos. If you know, If we know that a Nazirus from the start will not be able to be consecutive, it could be that halachically we will not let it be chal. Even if the guy is screaming, I know it's going to be broken up in the middle and I'm going to have to do 20 and 80. I know that. So what? It's still possible that it won't be chal, says the Karen Ora. Don't focus on the das of the person. Separate from the das, it could be that we're just not going to allow it to be chal. Don't say the baser the daito v'kavanas devar vazlinan elafilu niskaven demei yom eschil meyachshav. Even if he wants to start it from today, shaper miboile. Still, the question is minema to lo have a kabbalah hafzik naziris. You can't have a kabbalah where you have a built-in factor that it's not going to be consecutive. So that's the Karen Ora's Hara Machlokas, really. The Tosfos and the Shita a little bit, but the Karen Ora expands it. Okay, so that's the Kasha. So I accept the Naziris today, and I accept the Naziris for in 20 days from now I'm going to be a Nazir, and 100 days from today. So what's the Halacha? So the Gemara has that question. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Why do you ask about 100-day Naziris? Why don't you just ask about a 30-day Naziris? Why don't you just say, I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now, and I'm a Nazir today? Why do you have to jump to the 100-day case? So the Gemara says, it's really included. It's an intip salomar. Chada migo chada kami boile. It's one question within another question. As follows, the Gemara explains. Intim salomar naziris mu'etes. If you want to tell me that if it was a naziris mu'etes, meaning a 2 30-day ones. Meaning, what do you say? I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now for 30 days, and I'm a Nazir today for 30 days. So if you want to tell me that's no good, why? Kiva da asara yomin hu di yasrin. Because let's say that Naziris is chal right away. So you have 20 days, then you have to take a break for 30 days, and then you only have 10 days left of the first Naziris. So maybe that doesn't work because the second Naziris will not end with a gidul seyar, with enough hair in order to be able to cut. You can't cut hair that's less than 30 days long. Grown 30 days growth. So lo salak lehalan asar. So 10 is not good enough. So that's the given and the assumption of the question of our question. Even if you want to say that a 30-day one is not going to be good enough because you're only going to have a 10-day growth left. But what about this case then? So vade certainly nazar meayom. If you accept upon yourself a 100-day naziris, kivan de islay timnin yomin lubasov. Since you're going to have 80 days left afterwards, salak and lay, that it surely should be good. Olo or not. So you're right, the 30-day one was really a question that you could have asked step one. The Gemara kind of just jumped to step two. The Rush points out, not on the page here, but in the Shizu Kabat says, that even, what does the Gemara say? If you have a 30-day and a 30-day, you're going to have 20, 30, and then 10. So therefore the Gemara says, that's for sure not good, you can only have a 10-day growth. The Rush says it's really not so true, because you're not going to be Magaleach in between. You're not going to be Megaleach after the 30-day one anyway. So you're going to have a long growth. But at least conceptually, says the Rush, you're still going to have only 10 days left of the Naziris right before you do the Giluach. So that's not, the Gilu Seir means that has to be after at least a Naziris of 30 days. Even though Lamaisa, you're going to have the long hair. But the Yemei Gilu Seir won't be there. You had a question? No. From the Mishnah, you can bring a raya. If the point is Gidul Seir, well, there is a question. I didn't go through. There's like five pshatim exactly. Are you Megaleach in the Mishnah in between? You might be Megaleach in between in the Mishnah. We're going to talk about more about that on a base. How is that possible if you only have 10 days left? We're going to talk more about that on a base. So that's the Gemara's question. So if you're Mekabel A, well, back to the original question. If you're Mekabel A, 20 days from now and 100 days in Naziris, so is it Chal? So, V'im Tim Salomar, we're going to answer about five questions and then answer the first one. V'im Tim Salomar, Chayli, and if you want to say it is Chal, meaning you have a 20 day to zero, 20 out of your 100 days are Chal, and then you have a 30 day break for another Naziris, and then you finish up the 80 days. If you want to say that's Chal, how about this case? Omar, Harini Nozer Lachar Chafyom, same first part. I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now. Ume achshav Nazir Olam. But from now, I'm a Nazir Olam. I'm a Nazir forever for the rest of my life. So that's different than Nazir for 100 days. Mahu, Michaila Le'alo. Does that work or not? What's the question about? Why is this different than the first question? So look at Tosfos. Tosfos is Dima Maschel Michaila. Tosfos says, say it outside first, then we'll see it inside. Tosfos says, why is this a different question? At least earlier, it was the same type of Naziris. You have 20 days, then 30, then 80. It was all the same sug. So maybe there, it's not a hefsik. You can have that in the middle. Here, it's going to be a different type of naziris. A nazir olam in the middle, which it won't be in the middle, because it'll be forever. But maybe that'll be a hefsek, and therefore it's not, you can't stop in the middle. Let's see Tosfos. Mi chayla naziris ale mehashto lo. Do we say it's chayla right now or not? Im tips lo ad debate naziris bo'ad debate naziris beruba. No matter what you say about the first questions, whether it was a 30 or a 100 day break, mehashto chayla, it should be chayla. Mishum dechi matu esrim v'yachol naziris, because when the 20 day comes, lo havi hefsek kulehai. It's not such an interruption. Why? Shari damiu lo naziris demeya. So it's just a quantitative difference. 100 days, 30 days, it's all quantitative. Why is it quantitative? You're a Nazir, you can't do the same things. At the end of the Nazir, you're going to be Megaleach and bring your Karban, it's wonderful. Aval hacha ichai, but in our case in question now, that you want to be a Nazir in 20 days, and a Nazir Olam from today, aval hacha ichai lemehashta Nazir Olam, Nazir is dachar esrim, eino kayotzi boklal. But we have six, two different types, two different cases. A regular stam naziris and a nazir olam. So says Tosfos, that's the question of the Gemara. Hilkach lav, you know, nazir olam klal, ashiyashim nazirusa. So it could be that you got to wait 20 days and count your regular naziris and only then start the nazir olam. Ubahanachesim kamai in the first 20, you're nothing. You're mutter. It's amazing. You say, I want to be a nazir in 20 days and today. And you know what? You're not a nazir from today. Ubahanachesim kamai, ye mutter b'yayin, ubitiklachesim b'tuma. Oh, Dilma, what do we say now? It doesn't matter if it's a little different. Yachum mehashta nazir la'olam. Right now, bichal, and then in 20 days from now, you'll count the nazir olam, and you'll never come back. You'll never come back to your original nazir. So that's the Gemara's question. Is it too much of a qualitative difference between these two types of nazirios to have this one bichal in the middle? Okay. Imtim salomar. Next question. Imtim salomar hachab. If you want to say, here... Kivan de Epshel Shule Chayla. Maybe you should say it is Chal in the middle. It is Chal. Which case? Again, the case that we just spoke about. I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now, regular Nazir, and I'm a Nazir Olam today. So maybe that should work. Why? The Nazir Olam should be Chal right away. Because it could be within the next 20 days, you're going to be Shoel on your Neder that's supposed to be, your Nazirus that's supposed to be Chal in 20 days, it'll never happen. So maybe that's why it could be Chal. Your Nazir Olam could be Chal today because it could be that the next Nazirus will never happen. You could be Shoel on that Nazirus before it occurs. So, if that's true, so then maybe the following is a question, though. Amar Hareini Nazir Shimshon La'achar Esrim Yom Umeachar Nazir Stam. We also switched the two types. I'm a Nazir Shimshon in 20 days from now, and today I'm a Nazir. So, what's the halacha there? Because Mahu, Hacha Lo Efshel Leshuye, you can't be Shoel on a Nazir Shimshon. So there, if you started today, so then, you know, it's for sure going to be broken in the middle, a different category of Naziris. So Michailolo, that's the next question. So Naziris Shimshon is never Chal. So we spoke about that last week. We mentioned the Binyan Siyan's Tshuva in Simon Pei Aleph. He was Matame. He wondered why this is. Why can't you be Shoel on a Naziris Shimshon? So Rashi and Makkah says, well, the Gemara assumes it. You can't be Shoel on a Naziris Shimshon. So Rashi and Makkah says, it only why can't you be Shoel? Because... it was Mekubal Aydi Malach. He wasn't Mekabal in himself, Shimshon, but the Malach was Malach told his father, his mother, that Naziris be Beten, so he didn't have a choice in the matter. You could only get rid of it if you created it. Fine, but ask the Binyan Siyan. But the person says, I want to be like another Shimshon, so why should he created it with his mouth. He got into it with his mouth, so why should he be limited? So he had a very tough time. The Binyan Siyan said, I have a very tough time explaining why there shouldn't be any she'el of a Nazir Shimshon. He even quoted the Chavos Yor, who said it's a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a Din D'Rabbanan that people shouldn't think that, you know, he was a different kind of Naziris and he was able to be Batami himself. So it's a very, very unclear exactly why a person should not be able to be Shoel on a Nazir Shimshon. There is an amazing Shuva in Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak in Simon Pei. Chelek Ches, Simon Pei. Minchas Yitzchak is Dayan Weiss. He was in England for a while, under the Yoma, and then in Eretz Yisrael. B'inyan Nazir Shimshon. He quotes the Shaila. Shaila, look at the year. Tavshin Mem Aleph, 1981. Not too long ago. This is the letter he got. He says, it's a letter from Baal Tshuva. La'achar tchufa arucha sheltia v'te'ia. I've been wandering for years and decades. Kervani amakam yizbarach shemo la'avadaso. I'm Baruch Hashem. I came back to the fold. V'zeh kishanash is karavti but lebreslov. Okay, he's a from your Shomer Torah mitzvahs. B'yosi b'bombay, hodu. long time ago, I was in Bombay. Acharti tulim rabim shel kama shanim bein ovdei avodah zarah shonim u'mishunim. I was like Yisro. I tried out all the ovdei avodah zarah. Rotzalomer higati lebeis haknesses erev Rosh Hashanah tavshin lamed vav 1976. Erev Rosh Hashanah in 1976, I came to a family shul. Kishashamati es apiyut oked v'ne'akad hamizbeach. I just heard about the Akeda, paratzti bebechi rav. I started crying. V'az hechladati she'en li makom acher ki im biyahadus. I got to come back. So I got to leave all these cults that I'm in. I got to leave Bombay. We had a Bombay case right a few months ago. Forgot what the other shayla was about Bombay. Even though I had no idea what Yadus was, I just knew I had to come back to the fold. I got to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, Beparshas Lech Lecha, I got to Eretz Yisrael that year, 1976, Lech Lecha. I came to Eretz Yisrael, Valachti, the base Horai, Betel Aviv. V'sham Lamadti, Ba'atzmi, Chumash, V'Navi. I started to open up a Sefer. Started to open up a Chumash and a Navi. Ad lo halachti, od lo halachti lebeis haknesses, v'kan tefillin od lo hanachti. I never went to shul, I never opened, put on tefillin. U'ba'oza tekuvas yeshivasi beis horai, but I was reading the Bible. Kibalti al atzmi nazirus. I said, well, looks like a good idea. I decided to become a nazir. Ba'ashpaz darachi al zeh hodayim kidarach les kachos. Like I was influenced by the type of Jew, of religion that I was used to, Precious and going up on mountains. I was used to this. I thought this was, I read it in the Torah. Right? I didn't learn the Gemara about Nazir Chotehu. So, looks like a good idea. So I became a Nazir. Wonderful. Bilag ba'omer nasati la Meron. Okay, here we keep going. That lag ba'omer, I went to Meron, Rav Shimon ba'Yochai, and I met all these different types of groups. I didn't know anything, he says. Velonis harti al Thomas Mason. Vekam nechshalti ba'achilas tarobes yakaros imsimukim. And nothing happened then. And from the next couple of months, on Chag Shavuos, I came to Har Tzion. V'yishabarti sham im chaburis anashim shekafru b'Torah Shebal Peh. I met a group of people that did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh. V'haminu rak b'zohar u b'Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebichsav and the Zohar. That's all these group believed in. Unbelievable. V'chipsu ligo as Am Yisrael al yedei hakama shevet ha-mashichi. They were a group of Messianic Jews. V'az, what did he do? It's amazing. Like some of you have seen these people in the desert. Kaninu b'chevron shnei chamorim levanim. I bought myself two white donkeys. Ubanu alayim liyushalayim. U'misham alachi yemachamar laharim sivyos Yerushalayim. I traveled on my two white donkeys around Yerushalayim. Levishasi haisa, what did I wear? I wore a little tzitzis, wide pants and sandals. That's all he wore, and he was going around on these two white donkeys near Yerushalayim. Umidei pam, so once in a while I came to the Kotel and to Har Tzion, and I still kept learning Torah and Tanakh. Batzi lekabel nazirus Shimshon. Finally, I started learning Nazir Shimshon, and I'm not just going to be a Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshon. Eineni zocher b'motzesi zes b'sfasai. I don't know if I got the words out from my mouth, but I remember I was mekabelet. Be'erev Rosh Hashanah tavshin lamed zayin. Fast forward a year, 1977. Chazarti la Hartzion la Osa Chabura. I came there and I started. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah, so I don't know what they were doing. They were doing Hatar Sadarim for. And as I was mouthing the words, I said Chutz Minazira Shimshon. And I looked at myself and I said, "What? What does that mean?" And somebody explained to me that I guess you can't get out of a Nazira Shimshon. And he says, "Uh-oh, Pashut." And now he comes to the Minchas Yitzchak and says, "I'm stuck." Pashut shebematzavi hayom lo yisil ubekabel lai shum naziris. Today I realized that I was crazy. Vayosha naziris mechbida lai bechidas gashmis ruchadis. I can't. Now he became a full bal tshuva. Now he believes in Torah and mitzvahs. I can't get my kids into yeshiva. I walk into class. Everybody thinks I'm a nut. He says, "I don't know what to do. I have this long hair. I don't get aliyahs in shul. My kids. I don't know what to do." Al kein hareini shoteches bakashosi lefnei kfor malaschem. Dayan Weiss, answer my shaila. You make the call. You make the call. Nazira Shimshon in 1977. So, what's the first Makari quotes? Nazir Yudal Ralph. You can't get out of it. What are you supposed to do? So, this is a big problem. So, after an 8-column tshuva, Minchas Yisrael comes up with 3 quotes. He says, I would be matarit. I'm going to be matarit. He says, first of all, B'shas Kabbalah Haya Am Ha'aretz Gamor. When he was Makabalah, that was a real Kabbalah's Nazira Shimshon. He didn't even know, he knew Torah and Zohar. That's all he knew, and Navi. Right, so what kind of Kabbalah is that? To lo yada klal mei Torah shebal peh, lo yada kol pratei Naziris Shimshon, v'yavar kol pam al din Naziris. He says, many poskim hold that a total Kabbalah, when you're a shota, halakhali shota, no problem, number one. Number two, he says, I'm not even sure if he said it. So maybe a Kabbalah b'machshava might not be a full Kabbalah. Number three, he quotes many poskim that say, Sheila, there's a Sheila on his, even on his ear, Shimshon, L'shem Mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah, there's a, and therefore there's no greater mitzvah than to get this guy back onto a normal way of life. So he says, "Benito dida ein loch a pesach to meikar yosu mizeh." The kasher kibov and aziris betchilo ha'idaito mishubashash mehashpas a sitra achra. That this is the type of, this is what religion is all about. V'lavi musak b'torah shabal peh. No problem. Ein loch ha'ledvar mitzvah yosu mizeh. And therefore he says, "Vanira." Last six lines. Kibov debiz manenu ein shchiyah kabbalas nazir shimshon. Nobody's in nazir shimshon today. There's not even a xera durabanan like the chavos yar. People are going to get confused. Nobody's in nazir today. So. No problem. Ukadeshe, as long as two other great rabbis agree to me, I'm ready to go out on a limb. And then in parentheses it says, I found two other great rabbis, and Memela Nasa Halacha Lamaisa. So, you're not going to be able to ever see who it is today, because he doesn't look like another Shimshon anymore. But, that's the tshuva of the Menchas Yisrael. It relates to this Gemara. Obviously, there's no She'el and Azir Shimshon. In general, there's a nice simon, if you never looked at it, in simon Reish Gimel. The beginning of Hilchos Adar, in Shulchan Aruch, where he talks about, is it a good idea, Bizman Azeth, to become a Nazir? I mean, you can never get out of it. You can never get out of it. You can't bring your kabbanah, so you can never cut your hair or drink wine. Become Tameh. So he talks about it. He said, not Nazir specifically, but in general, Nadarim. He starts off by saying, Alti Ragam Nadarim. Don't make Nadarim. It's not a good idea. Kol Anoder, Reb Nosson that we had a few times, Ki'ilu Banabama. And then he quotes Orach Lizar Shalol Yader Shum Davar. But then at the end he says Misha Nader Nedarim Kedei Lachonin Deosav. Somebody makes a neder in order to get himself back on the path. Ulasakin Maisav Harizin Nazir Zariz Umeshubach. It's wonderful. Ketzad Misha Yezolel. Somebody who's a fresser. Vazer Alav Abasar Shanosh Ratayim. I'm not going to eat this for a year. I'm going to eat this for a year. A specific type of food. Asha Yeshoga B'Yayin Vazer Yayin Alatz Mosman Meruba. Or he's an alcoholic and he says makes a neder and he feels that if he halachically can't do it. That'll be easier for him. Oh, asar hashichrus to olam v'chein mishaya rodeiv shalmonim v'nivha lahon v'asar alatzmo hamatanos. Shalmonim is a hapax. Only appears once in Tanakh. Shalmonim means presence, right? Or gashmius. So yasers. Oh, a nice minachim in the zoo. Misgav v'yofyo, and he's nosed there to always. Right? He says it's a good thing. Nedarim siyag l'prishus v'yava b'shem avoda lo yarba adam b'nizri iser. Don't have too many of them. But anyway, it's a good idea to be makabel certain things. Maybe not nazirus. But certain types of nedarim, certain types of, like the Rambam says, getting, we're supposed to be in the middle. But if we see ourselves leaning to one side, we should get ourselves back in the middle. That might not be such a bad idea. But in general, we probably should always say b'li neder. And now we continue. Good. Says the Gemara, so we still had a kasha. So if somebody's makabel, how do we get onto this? Somebody's makabel and Naziris Shimshon in 20 days from now, and Nazir Stam today, do we say it kicks in because it's going to be broken? Next question, separate question. Omar... Kimoshe b'shiva ba'adar. My. If somebody says, I'm like Moshe on Zion Adar. So what does that mean? So Tosva says, which Zion Adar? Tosva says, Zion Adar could be a great day, or, right? Haman made that mistake. Right? Haman exactly had this Shiloh. Right? Tosva says, is he saying I'm going to make a Kiddush, or is he saying I'm going to fast? Nowadays, whether it's the yard site or the birthday, we make a Kiddush. But really, theoretically, that the Tosva says, do we say like the day Moshe died, and it was a very sad day, and everyone was makabel tainus, therefore, and he makabeled not to do certain things, not to drink wine, or do you say, no, Zion Adar like Moshe's happy day, the day that Moshe was born, that's Tosis. Tosis by Moshe Ba'adar. Moshe Ba'adar b'zayin adar mahu. Look at Tosfos. De biyom hi voldo. Dayin b'zayin adar samchus simcha gedola. It was a great simcha on that day. Ubiyom Moshe b'zayin ba'adar mistama rabim nadru b'nedar. Mistama many biyom ein adarim. V'rabu nazirim b'yisrael machmasar. There must have been a lot of nazirim the day Moshe died. V'hu omer b'stam. Aha. And I say, like Moshe zayin adar. So what does he mean? That's the shaila. That is Shitas Tosfos. The Mefaresh, look at the Mefaresh, has a different shot. Seems to have a different shot, but the Ma'arav Ronchberg wants to put him with Tosfos. But the words don't say that. Argirsa. Amar Harini Kemoshe B'Shiva Ba'adar. About the 15th wide line. Demashma Kemoshe Sheniftar B'Shiva Ba'adar Vishuv Lo Shasa Yayin. The day after Moshe died, he didn't drink any more wine. He wasn't like Rebbe Yaakov, who came back to make Kiddush at the end of Maseches Ksubis. But here, the Moshe didn't drink anymore. So the Bratzburg changed it to Shuv Lo Shasu Yain. No, it means after Moshe died, they didn't. That's not our Gersa. Our case is Lo Shasa Yain, he didn't drink wine. And if you look at the Me'iri, maybe the Me'iri is similar to the Mefarish, the Me'iri says, Naziris is only chal by a davar hanadur. But if you just say, I'm like a nedah, I want to be like the man who doesn't drink wine, it's not chal. So he says, Adam shenimna mishiyaseh machmas saro. Oshu cuts bo v'ni yachol lishtoso. Right, or a person just doesn't want to drink wine because he doesn't like wine. So a Naziris is not going to work if you say you don't like that person, says the Nazir. So it says, Me'ata, Misha amareni Nazir ka Moshe b'shemeh ba'adar. I'm like Moshe on the Zion Adar. Hein sheyachavin lomer ha-Moshe shemesbo, v'lo shasa yayin b'choloso yom. Moshe obviously didn't drink wine the whole day he died. Why? Klomar, sheyom moso vade lo nis'asik b'tzarchei gufo klal. Hein sheyachavin, he wasn't osek in his gashmias on the day he died. He wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. He was a busy man, right? That he was 120 years old. He was perfect. Or any day somebody dies, everybody else, they don't drink. But that's not really because of Nazirus. So the Meiri says, he has a different shot of the question. Is it like Stam, because he didn't drink wine, or they didn't drink wine, not because of Nazirus, because Stam they were sad? Or do you say, no, he really means it as a Kabbalah's Nazirus? That's another way. But either way, this is the question, is it a Kabbalah or not? The Brisker Rav has a third shot of the question. Like the day Moshe died. So said the Brisker Rav, maybe he means he's being Mekabel Naziris on the day before he dies. So is that a Kabbalah Naziris? We know Naziris Pachas B'Shloshim Yom. Naziris has to be 30 days. So if you have something break in the middle, it has to be 30 days. But what about the day before you die? So you're right, it's not going to be 30 days, but... you know, you might have to be machmir because you don't know. The Rambam quotes this halacha that if somebody says I'm a nazir the day before I die, he has to be a nazir every day of his life because he doesn't know when he's going to die. The Ketzer Mishnah says I don't know what the makar is. Where's the makar for the Rambam? It says the Brisker Rav right here. The Brisker Rav says right here, like Moshe Rabbeinu. What is it? No, because that's the pshat of the question. I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu on Zayin Adar. Said the Brisker Rav. No, he obviously means the day before Zayin Adar. It means the day before. So just like the day before, this is the makar. The question's not answered. You got to go to Chumrah. So three pshat. You have Tosis, you have the Mefarish, and you have the Brisker Rav. Once this comes up, just to mention two or three points about birthdays, because we're talking about birthdays here, so you might as well discuss it. Just 1 hour beforehand, I think we mentioned this in the past, and that is, why is it that on Zion Adar, the Gemara talks about it was a sad day, and Tainus, and it's one of the days in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Pei, all the days that the Minhag is to fast, that we don't have that Minhag anymore, but before World War II, it was somewhat more common to fast on those days, for sure, on some of them, but why over there does the Zion Adar is one of the days we fast, and on Lag BaOmer, we're very happy. The Yartzad of Rav Shem Bar Yochai. It's different. They're both great Gedolim that taught us Torah that were Niftar. So why is it that the Yartzad of Moshe Rabbeinu was so sad and the Yartzad of Shemang Amliyah were so happy? So the Bnei Yisraschar, the Sharm Sian Balachia quotes the Bnei Yisraschar, who says, why? Because the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Gemara in Tumor tells us there were so many halachas that were forgotten. We lost 300 halachas, Yeshua ben Nun, he wanted to kill him, he got some of it back, but was sad because of the Torah that was lost. The day Rav Shem Bar Yochai died, we know the Zohar tells us that there was tremendous gilui of the Razei HaTorah. So that's why we're so happy. It's not a din in the person. Of course we say that the person died. But, B'yom Petiris Moshe Rabbeinu Nishtachu Gimel Me'as Halachas. Mashenke, B'yom Petiris Rav Shem Bar Yochai, Gila Sodos Harbe. That's the difference. Okay, what about birthdays? So are birthdays something that we are supposed to celebrate, recognize, forget the English versus the Hebrew, but, right, so we know in the Torah, the only birthday that we know of that celebrated was
Paro.
Paro was the only day. So, do we really want to follow Paro? There is a discussion in the minority of Achronim, is it even Chukos Hagoyim? If it's even Chukos Hagoyim to celebrate birthdays. So we should have had that in the Thanksgiving shiur a few months ago. There's such a thing as a bar mitzvah, correct. But what is a bar mitzvah?
Celebrating his birthday.
Sudas mitzvah.
It's
you're celebrating Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right. So maybe that's the only one. Right? That's who says more than that? So there's a discussion of that in, if you have the Sefer, Minhag Yisrael Torah. Minhag Yisrael Torah in Hilchos Brachas, where it talks about saying Shechianu. So Agav, you know, once it comes up, I might as well talk about this for 2 days. So there's a tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer. It's a well-known tshuva in this context. Simen Ayin, easy to remember. He says, your 70th birthday, you can make a party. You should make a party. You may shall say to Shivim Shana, Sudas Hoda. So at least on birthday 70, Tzorach Lavarach Shechianu, V'yesh La'aso Suda, V'yesh La'omar Davi Sudas Mitzvah. And he says, after all, you look in Mo'akad the Chavches, we had it there, of Yosef made a party, but he became 60, because he was He was chal off the days of Kares. So that's already a mila. So Chavos Yar and Siman Ayin says that. Other achronim quotes here are not so positive. And he says why? Eitzel, he explains. Eitzel umos ha'olam. Why do they make so many parties? Why? Because the Gemara in Eirvin. The Gemara in Eirvin says, right, Machlo v'sham is Hillel, better to be created or not to be created. So the Gemara says, better not to have been created. Better not to have been created. Eirvin Yud Gimel Aveis. Now we're created, we gotta work hard. So, better not to have been created. So, says the Minhag Yisrael Torah, why is it better not to have been created? That's only by Jews, because there are so many mitzvahs, it's so hard to do, we can't fulfill everything. You only have 7 mitzvahs to do. No problem! So that's why they have parties! They have parties on their birthdays! Mashenkeim, we have a problem. If you look at that Gemara a little closely though, if you look at the Tosfos there, not so clear. Because Tosfos there asks, from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where we're very happy that we were created. We're very happy that we're here. We're very happy. So the Tosfos answers, Erevin Yud Gimel Amabez, Hacha Ayri B'Stam B'nei Adam. By Stam B'nei Adam, it's Yoser Tov Shalom Nivra. Avot Tzadik Ashrav V'Ashrei Doro. By a Tzadik, unbelievable. And Rav Shechter says Tzadik means a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Doesn't mean a Tzadik Yisod Olam. It means Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Meaning anybody who's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, it's better that he was created. Better that he was created, so that answer doesn't work. So maybe birthdays, there is something about birthdays. There is something about birthdays. There's an amazing Yerushalmi. Amazing Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. Yerushalmi says on the Mishnah that we all know from Rosh Hashanah. What's the most famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? Moshe Rabbeinu holds up his hands. Is it really because Bnei Yisrael are looking at his hands? No, because they were looking up to Shemayim. So we're talking about the Melchama of Amalek. So the Yerushalmi says, Omar Amal, Rabbi ben Levi Omar, Amalek Koshvin Haya. They were Machashvin, they were magicians. Mahaya Ose, what they do? Haya Mamid Bnei Adam Biyom Genus Yeshalom. All the people whose birthday it was, they put on the front lines in the war. Lomar, Lobim Hera, Adam Nofel, Biyom Genus Yeshalo. If it's your birthday, you're gonna fight well. Ma'asa Moshe, so what did Moshe do? Irbi Misamazolos. So Moshe Rabbeinu messed up all the celestials. Today is not today, tomorrow is not tomorrow, he messed it all up. Says the Karban Aida, Biyom Moladito, Sha'oz Hamazel Sholeit, Bayomahu. Got special mazel on your birthday, says the Yerushalmi. And that's why Amalek knew that. Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Sha'oz Mazalo Sholeit. That's the Lashon of the Karban Eidah. That's the Karban Eidah. So there's some special mazel on your birthday, and that's why the Ksav Sofer in Yerodeya Kup Em Ches made a Siyam every birthday. Made a Siyam every birthday, and he was pushing himself every birthday. Yeah? Anybody who was born in Adar Beis fought against Amalek. Because they're outside. Aha. Well, Yosef is the counter of Amalek, and Yosef is Adar, right? The twins, right. The Fremen Menashe. Oh. So again, there's a big discussion. There's interesting. The Rav Moshe doesn't have a tshuva about birthdays, but he has a tshuva where Derech Agav he mentions birthdays. What's tshuva? Bat mitzvahs. We talk about tshuva about bat mitzvahs, which is a topic of a separate shiur in Arachayim Aleph Kuf Dalid Bidvar Bat Mitzvah. Bidvar Bat Mitzvah. So this was written in 1957. So I don't know what bat mitzvahs looked like then compared to what Ramosha would write about a tshuva today. But anyway, Ramosha is not so supportive of bat mitzvahs. Ramosha even adds, I'm not even for the big parties for bar mitzvahs for that matter. Ramosha says, V'yayisha chayli ha'isi mevatab ma'aseinu gam seidera bar mitzvah shal abanim. Shekiyadua lo hevi zeh shum ish l'kar v'latorah l'mitzvahs. What last bar mitzvah brought somebody closer to God? V'aflo es bar mitzvah, even the kid, aflo shah achas. You know, having the big party with the smorgasbord and the Viennese table, that brings him closer to God? He says, v'adrab, v'arim go with babies in l'chol Hashem, v'odisurim. But Derech Agav, he says, imrotze ha'av lasos eza simcha bebeis or ashoy. The father wants to make a party for his daughter in his house, invite friends and family. He says he's allowed. Avol ein ze shum inyan v'smach lahach sheze dvar mitzvah v'sudas mitzvah ki hu rak simcha shel yom hu ledes ba'alma. Just like a birthday, dvar rishus. Means he's not saying it's a chukas hagayim, but dvar rishus. Again, Rav Avi Yosef is more pro having the Sudas Bas Mitzvah in terms of Sudas Mitzvah. Again, we're not going to get into that topic now. But either way, Derech Agav Rav Moshe mentions that. Just one more, then we'll continue. The Minhag Yisrael Torah, he ends off with a story from the Ohaleya. Ohaleya is the Hakdama, this 20-page Hakdama to the Ksav Sofer, Al HaTorah. You were to say for the Ohaleya. So there, the story is quoted that a Talmud once walked into the Ksav Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer was crying. He says, Rebbe, why are you crying? He says, I'm 54 today. I'm being Don myself. Nundalin. I'm being down on myself. What have I done in my 54 years? He says, have I accomplished everything that I should have done in my 54 years? So I'm crying. So the Talmud started crying with him. He says, if the great ones are crying, in Barazim Nafashal Heves, Mayasu Azovi Akir, quotes the Lashon from the Gemara. So anyway, the Klei Yakar writes in one place that birthdays are days of introspection. We should try to figure out, make sure our lives are on the right track, make sure we are where we are. So if we use them for inspiration, we use them for Hodal Hashem, so it seems like it would be positive. Ein Mazel Yisrael, I would say, regarding the nation. But everybody has a certain mazel. Everybody's born under, right, the Gemara in Shabbos. Madim, if you're there, you told me, right? You told me that, right, that you're the Mars one, right? Madim. You gotta become that's why he's a dentist, Baruch Hashem. So says the, Shechita wasn't for him. Says the Gemara. So Pasha Minayach HaMaisa. Okay, we have five questions. At least the first one's gonna be answered. Kadmaisa. I already know Zolach HaRasim Yom HaMayachshom HaYom. I'm a Nazir after 20 days. And from today, 100. Mona Esra Mechach Mona Shloshim Mechach Mona Shmonim. So you're allowed to split it up. 20. 80, 20, 30, 80. Kadil Hashem Aziris. So we answer the first one. Period. Back to the case of the Mishnah. There should be a two dots here. The case of what did the Mishnah say? If somebody accepts to be a Nazir for his son and for himself. So he accepts for himself, and then he has to stop in the middle for his son, and then he continues. What if he becomes Tameh in the days of his son's, what he's a Nazir for his son? Does that ruin everything, or just the son's Naziris? Nitzva b'beinu Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sosar. Rabbi Yochanan says everything is messed up, even the 20 days of yours that you started out with. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Sosar. Rish Lakish says no, it's not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sosar Chad Naziris Arichta. It blends into one long Naziris. He Rish Lakish Amar Eino Sosar Naziris Didei Lachud Udebrei Lachud. Two separate Naziriyos, no problem. Nitzva b'beinu Saraso. Next case. What if somebody becomes Tamei in the day of his Saras? Okay, one word of Hakdama. If somebody becomes a Mitzora when he's a Nazir, his Naziris is stopped. Naziris takes a break. You can't be a Mitzora and a Nazir at the same time. Because a Mitzora, you have to cut your hair. Nazir has various halachas to do, so it's limbo. It's not Soser, and it doesn't count. That's the days of Saras. So what if you became a Mitzora when you were a Nazir, and then you became Tamei Meis when you were the Mitzora? So does that is that Soser and Naziris? So another machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Soser. Same direction. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser, Tamei Naziris Kaya. Rabbi Yochanan is Soser because he's still within his Naziris. Fine, it's a limbo period in the Naziris, but it's still in the Naziris, it's Soser. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Soser, Saras Lachud, but Naziris Lachud. No, not Soser, because you made Saras and you made Naziris are separate. V'tzricha. And you need to have this machlokes in both cases, both in the days of Saras and in the days of the other Naziris, of the sun. If you only had the first machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Soser. Maybe only over there Rabbi Yochanan said, it uproots everything, shame Naziris Achasi, because it's all Nazir. The one for his son and the one for himself. It's all Nazir. Aval b'ha ima modi le'le reish lakish to Nazir l'chud v'saras l'chud. But maybe in case two, he'd be modi that he made saras for something different and it's not so sir. And the opposite. The enmar b'ha kam reish lakish. If you only had the first, the second case, only here reish lakish would say, not so sir, because you made saras or not like you made Naziris. Aval b'ha ima modi le'le Rabbi Yochanan. But in the first case, he'd be modi because it's all Naziris. Tzricha. That's why you need both cases. Period. Nitzma b'yom gidul seyer. What if he became Tameh on the day of his Gidul Seyar? What does that mean? So Tosva says, what's the case? Let's say bandits forced him to get a haircut in the middle of his Naziris. On day, is one regular Naziris. Day 20, they shave his head. So now what? So then they leave. So now you only have 10 days till the end of your Naziris. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to get a haircut for another 20 days. Your Tiglachas is 20 days after your Naziris finishes. That is called Yemei Gidul Seyar, says Tosfos. So the question is, during those 20 extra days, if you become Tamei, is the whole thing uprooted or not? Okay, fair question. Rash, the Mefarish here has an unbelievable different shot, in the second shot. He says, no. What's the question? You got a haircut on purpose in the middle of your Naziris. So what is the halacha? It's Soser. It's Soser the days. So you got to start counting again. Let's say on day 20 again. You purposely got a haircut on day 20. So now you got to be mashlin. So really, says the Mefarish, your Naziris is up on day 30. It's really up on day 30. When the Torah says, Soser Yemei Nizro, I'll show you where it is, the last five skinny lines in the Mefarish. Lishna Achrina. Nitma, Biyom, Gido, I'm sorry, Kagon, Dharma Hari Nazim, Hiskel, Manad, Esrim, I'm sorry, he didn't do, that was a different shot, he was Megaleach forcefully. It's the same kind of thing. But Nitma, somebody becomes Tamei in the middle of the Naziris. So that's why he has to be Megaleach. Giluach of Yemei Tumah. And then he starts again. V'nitva v'sasar as hakol. So we would have thought, what do you mean he's starting again? There's no extra days here. Says the Mefarish, no, that's also considered extra days after the first 30 are finished. Even though the Torah says, so sir yimei nizro. It's not really steered. They still exist in a sense. And these extra 20 days are extra. And therefore there might be a different din if you become tamei during those days. An amazing shita, which generally we don't assume to be accepted by others. So anyway, back to the case. Nitzav yom gidul seyar. A person becomes tamei during the days of the gidul seyar. So Rav Amar eino sosar filo Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, let's go with Tosis of Pshat. Right, the extra 20 days. Rav says, it does not undermine the Naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Soser before, Hani Milehecha Dekoi Naziris. When Rabbi Yochanan says it undermines, if you're in the middle of a Naziris, it undermines. Gidol Seyar, Mishlam Nazirisu. These extra days, that the Naziris finished. You just have to let your hair grow a little longer, but it finished, so that's why it's definitely not Soser. Shmuel Amar Soser Afilu Reish Lakish, just the opposite. Shmuel says it would undermine everything, even according to Reish Lakish, Damar Eino Soser before, Hasam Shnei Naziris. There was at least two things. You made Naziris, you made Mitzora, two different Nazirias, Hacha Chad Nazirasa. Here it's one Naziris, period, and therefore it would undermine it. Amar Rav Chisda, Hakol Modim Shim Kidei Seir Badam Eino Takana. Rav Chisda says that we know at the end of Nazirios, you have to bring your Kabanas and then get a haircut. What happens if a Nazir becomes Tameh after he brings his Karbanos, before he gets the haircut? That's what it means. His hair became holy Badam. You sprinkle the Dam of the Karban, and then his hair is still holy, it's on his head, and he becomes Tameh. What's the halacha then? So, Ein lo takana, he doesn't have anything to do. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? I'll leave it to man. There is a machlokas tanoim where they're getting a haircut is ma'akev, you're ending your Nazirus. So who is this question according to? Ialiba Rabbi Eliezer, if it's according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if you don't have your hair cut, nothing's finished. So it should be just like you became tummy in the middle of your days. Kiva Dharma Tiklachas Makeves, Toch Malosu Balister. You should be able to just start again. What do you mean you don't have an inlotakana? You're stuck. El Aliba Durabana. So what? Should it be according to the other opinion? Ha Ami Tiklachas Lo Makeves. What do you mean you don't need to get the haircut? So if you become tummy before you got your haircut, the Nazir should be finished anyway. So what's the question? So the Gemara says, "Lo olam aliba derabanan." Really, it's going according to the Rabbanan that the Tiglachas is not ma'akev. Umayin lo takana. What does it mean? Ein lo takana. It doesn't mean you're stuck. It just means ein lo takana le mitzvas giluach. It means you can no longer get your haircut b'tahara. That's all it means. There's a mitzvah d'araisa to get your haircut b'tahara. You can't do that because you have to get your hair. Your tummy now. You can't bring new karbanas. Because you already brought your kabanas and your tummy, so you get a haircut. The Mefarish says you get a haircut, but you have to do a petumah. So you lost out on the opportunity. That's what it means. In lo takana, you lost out on your opportunity to get a haircut bitara. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. If you look at the Rambam and the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, the giluach of a nazir tummy and tahar is that one or two mitzvahs. The Rambam counts it as one. We mentioned on day one there are 10 mitzvahs of a nazir: 8 los asays and 1 asay, 2 asays, 8 and 2, 2 asays. Right, do math. 8 and 2. So one of the two is mitzvahs giluach. One is growing your hair, one is cutting your hair. Those are the two mitzvahs I say. So the Rambam counts getting a haircut by Tameh and Tahar the same mitzvah. So that's a big discussion in the Ramban. Okay, we can stop here. Rabbi Yossi has one more line, but it goes quickly into the Mishnah, which can be done tomorrow. Okay, Be'ez Hashem. I'll talk to everybody in a couple of days. Everybody have a good Shabbos. I'll be back, Be'ez Hashem, for the daf on Wednesday morning. Next Wednesday night is the first Haggadah Shir. Next Wednesday night is the first Haggadah Shir. This past Tuesday night, if you weren't here, was Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. Next Wednesday night, and the following Tuesday night is the second Haggadah Shir.